Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is we're going to talk a little bit about the conference, but then we're just going to do some voice work. And the main idea is to be able to free your voice so you can make any sound there is, right? Was our God-given gift when we were babies. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening. We just started our classes at the Institute. You could still jump in. It's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's a profoundly transformative course. There's really three components to the Sound Healing Certificate. One is to understand the universe based on vibration. And I'm talking the whole universe. I'm talking down to the quantum level, down to the cellular level, through the whole body, through the whole planet, at every level. And the second part is really to just get more in the zone over and over until you are totally at peace and still, so you can heal yourself and heal others in a much better way. And the third part is you learn skills and techniques to be able to help yourself and others. And we also have a whole class on how to market your own practice or find a job in the field. We are a vocational school. The same thing goes for the online classes, which start every week. I think you could start on Tuesday, and it's ongoing enrollment. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday morning Pacific time. And it works really well if you can't make it out. It's really quite amazing what goes on in the online course with live instructors, or if you can't make it, you can do it by video. We've got some really amazing instructors that we've got about 20 instructors altogether. And then we've got the recording class that just started at the Institute and online. It just started last week. So you could jump into either one of those. The recording class is on how to actually use a digital audio workstation. We use Pro Tools, but you could use Logic or Ableton. And then also how to record, mix, and work with MIDI, how to produce. And it's really effective. It works really well. And then we've got we also have our, we don't have any other events other than the conference coming up right now, but we do have our therapy center where we can find your home note. We can also find we can do voice analysis and find out what's wrong with you. And in both cases, we also can do a chakra treatment, which is really good for anxiety. And we can also, at the school, we do massage on the sound table. We have a new massage practitioner that's really amazing and also does a sound healing at the same time, if you like, as well. And then we also do a combo treatment where you can get bowls and voice and tuning forks and the full range of instruments and intention. And then we have our store. We've got a full range of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls. We've also got Tibetan bowls. We've also got tuning forks. And then we've got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which we also have the recording book, my two recording books, which are the main books in recording as well. And then we've got the actual the sound table, which is really effective for all types of issues, especially for relaxation, but also good for fibromyalgia, for stroke, for PTSD, really effective for PTSD, and good for pain as well. And then we got the base pod that you can put right on the body. It's like a little 4x4 cube. It's really powerful and can go right on the body for any pain. We also have CDs for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments. You can put right on the body. You don't listen to them. And we also have the sound belt that you can strap on the body. You don't have to hold it like the base pod. And we also have the vest, which is like 18 speakers that go 9 on the front and 9 on the back. Eventually, we're going to have a whole virtual reality system where you can look down and you see a graphic of inside of your body, and you can put a healing sacred geometry like in your heart, and it will move the sound up and down on the sound table or the vest as well. We should have that by next year. What else? We've got all types of tools and technologies. We also are developing a sound chamber, which will hold about 25 people. We can do smaller versions as well. And we've been getting detailed downloads from some higher beings on how to build it. It's actually the King's Chamber inside of a dodecahedron with a octahedron frame around it. And that's also in the store if you're interested in building a chamber that will transform you dramatically. Oh my God. It will also help the whole planet as well. And we've even got people that can help figure out what ley lines are good on the planet to put it on. Or if you've got land, we can figure it out. So everything's at soundhealingcenter.com. We've got the store, we've got the therapy center, we've got the school, and the research foundation. In the research foundation, we've got all types of research projects. We've collected a whole range of clinical research. We've got student research papers, and we've got also treatment plans for different issues in there as well at the Research Foundation. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. But the big thing we have, of course, is our Sound Healing Conference coming up in just 2 weeks. It's at Sherrith Cathedral, which is, oh my God, it's one of those places you walk in and you go, whoa, oh my God, it is so spectacular. And it's actually, I've talked to many people and everybody believes it's the most beautiful temple in all of San Francisco, even more so than Grace Cathedral. And then we've got 20 presenters and 20 exhibitor booths. And we've got concerts each night. First of all, we have the pre-conference workshop with Gary Malkin and Kevin James. Gary's doing a workshop called the Prayer Song Process, where he calls it birthing your emergent self into being through the healing power of song. He's a really amazing songwriter, and he gets you doing a song to really imagine how you could be. Very effective and heart-opening. And then there's Kevin James from Bali doing a sacred sound practice. Boy, I'm going to be at that one. Kevin's unbelievable. He's really just amazing singer and does amazing kirtan, but he's doing the whole workshop. Those are both for 3 hours on Friday, September 20th. And then the conference actually starts on Saturday, September 21st at 2 o'clock. We do the opening ceremony, and then I'm going to do a keynote on the future of sound in the medical field and in consciousness. It's really about bringing sound into hospitals, right? It's now starting to happen. It's really all about creating treatment plans for every disease there is, which also means safety guidelines for every disease, especially if people are, you know, really fragile or just had surgery. I mean, we really need very specific safety guidelines. What we're also doing is we're setting up a website called Medical Sound Association, which will show anybody that's doing treatments can actually submit data for when they do a treatment for intake and calculating symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10, and then a form for outtake. So the idea is over many years, we'll have very specific data for different issues. It would be really great. Like over 10 years, we've got like 5,000 people that have a specific issue, and we can show that with sound, whatever the treatment is, it goes from like, what, 8 down to a 1. We've been able to show that with 25 people at a hospital with our sound lounge and bass pod. So that will be on that site. So it's really about visualizing a new medical system, really, which is, I used to be scared to say, but now the doctors are starting to come into alignment. Not all of them, but there's a lot of them that are, right? Especially with the opioid crisis. And then in the afternoon, later in the afternoon, we have Vicki Dodd. Vicki is a wise woman. She's doing a workshop on our voice, our wellness. And then at the same time in another room, Elizabeth Gramsch is the master of working with sound for children. She's got, she works with the listening programs and has developed her own protocol for working with children. She's really the master of working with children on the planet with sound. And then Jamie Liu will just take you to another dimension on Saturday. And then Eric Larson he's one of the guys that invented the cymoscope and developed the cymoscope. So he's going to be talking about the next level of cymatics. Cymatics are the visuals or patterns that used to be in sand and powder, but now with the cymoscope, they're little tiny water droplets. And so I'm really excited to see that, actually. And then Kevin James is doing his concert. Oh, my God, if you can only make it for one thing, come for that, 8 to 9:30 on Saturday night. Your heart will be blown open, right? Sunday, we have Crystal Tones is doing a meditation in the morning, and then sound and yoga also in the morning. And at 9 a.m. And then we've got Gary Malkin doing his keynote on what does the future of healthcare sound like. So he comes from more of a music perspective than sound as well. And so he's going to be talking about the new ways to do healing for the new medical system. Lupito and Paul from Crystal Tones will be doing a workshop on the crystal bowls. And then we got Carl Merritt, who's one of the main people working in the field with sound as a doctor. And he's doing a whole thing as to why energy medicine and sound healing is needed today. And then Ed Rupert's coming from Colorado. He's the one working with first responders. So he's going to explain his whole treatment plan using the sound lounge for trauma and PTSD. It's very cool. Okay. Then we have the sound medicine panel, where we really visualize the new hospital. Sylvana does a whole workshop on activating portals of consciousness. She's heart open and will just open. Well, it's just amazing. And then John St. Clair has a new concept on how to use sound, crystals, water, and sacred geometry for healing and raising consciousness. Judy Lynn Cole is working with sonic algorithms and radionics and lasers. Oh my God, she'll blow your mind. She's a total trip. Richard Feather Anderson is going to do a whole workshop on the sacred geometry of Sherith, the Sherith Temple. So he's going to just, while you're in it, you're going to learn about the sacred geometry of that temple. Stephen Halpern is going to do a workshop on acoustic archaeology and sound temples and bioresonance. And then we got the concert on Sunday night, which is Sylvina, Kimberly Bass, Gabriel Gold, Jamie Liu, and myself, and Sonia. Oh, my God. Every one of these groups are just profoundly tuned in, heart-open singers with crystal bowls and other instruments. It's just incredible concert. Right? And then on Monday, we have yoga and crystal tones again in the morning. Then Suzanne Sterling goes through voice as a teaching and therapeutic tool. What a master, Suzanne Sterling. David Merrill does a whole workshop with the healing lyres and like little harps where he puts them on the body. And then Randy Masters will come and just blow your mind. So sound healing and the quantum connection. Randy knows more about sound healing sacred geometry and light and color than just about anybody on the planet, because he's got one of those minds that remembers everything. Then Sonia Draculich is doing embodied vocal therapeutics. Amazing singer and amazing teacher as well. Cynthia Zai has been working with corporations on how to open up the voice. Christina Wells will take you into another realm with the nature of sound and planetary healing. Regina Murphy does a whole workshop on water and sound, the divine healer. She's also been working with radionics and Rife frequencies. She's embedded her frequencies in my music. And there's a video on YouTube, actually, of a autism center that's totally transformed by my music and with those frequencies embedded in them. And then Michelle Newman does a whole thing on the embodiment of the tree of life within your senses. So she's going to do sound based on the tree of life. Just talking about it, it's like if you come to the whole conference, you will be transformed. And this is not even to mention all of the exhibitors. I should tell you really briefly here. Of course, Crystal Tones will be there with tons of crystal and alchemy bowls. And then we've got, let's see, let me pull it up here. Exhibits. All of this is at globesoundhealingconference.com. Oh, I forgot to tell you in the beginning, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Maybe I did tell you. So we're going to have our own booth with tons of instruments and at the conference. So there'll be a full range of, our whole store is going to be there. And then Crystal Tones, Hai Chi Energy has high frequency jewelry. Barry Helm is a profound body worker. Oh my God, deep body work. And then the Buddha Maitreya pyramid will be there. And then Share International, they do transmission meditation, will be there. These are all the booths. And then the lyres, all of the little harps you can put on the body will be there, the healing lyres. And then root flutes. Dan Hansen makes these amazing flutes. They're just profoundly beautiful with inlays in them. We have a crystal guy, Bill. Crystal Bill will be there, live pine. Hiloha is a marketplace for wellness services. And so they'll be there as well. And then we've also got Jamie Liu and Seth, who they make these beautiful sacred geometry spheres that are really powerful that they sell. And then there's a guy coming, Michael Schrader, that actually they make ceramic bowls that you can actually play, a whole different type of bowl. So again, it's at globesoundhealingconference.com. I hope you can make it. It's really amazing time. Amazing time. Okay. So, you know, as I've said many times, we are born. Oh, by the way, we just do still have room for more exhibits. Like, I think we have one booth left. And also, we do need volunteers still. Oh, we've got two or three left spots left. And then there's also meals there as well. I think that's it. No. So as babies, we were born sound healers. If we have anything going on, we let it out. Wah! Right? There is zero self-consciousness in a baby, right? No baby is sitting there going, does anybody think I'm weird? Right? Not at all. They just let it out. They release emotions immediately. Whatever's going on is expressed with sound commonly. Ah! Right? We had it down. We were professional sound healers when we were babies. And then around one and two, it's like, quiet down. Shh, 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 shh. Keeps going. Gets worse. Shh. Don't be noisy. You're annoying. And then you get into school and it is no more sound. Stop. And we lose that God-given ability to make sound freely. We get also in work. You're going to make sound? We make sound all the time in my work, but normally, you don't make sound at work, right? We totally lose it. It's horrible. It's really cool with the program that we've created for the Montessori schools. It's all about making sound from the beginning because we've got a curriculum from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And so they never lose it. We have them making sound continually from the whole time. So they will never lose that ability. And when you can ultimately release stuck emotions with your own voice. Well, there's a lot of people that say stuck emotions are 100% of all disease. Toxins and pollution and stuff in our food wouldn't even get to us if we didn't have an emotional opening. So this is huge. This is really huge, right? So, but now a lot of us have to learn to let go again. Right? So there's one thing I do in class for open house and such, and that is to do gibberish. So let's do a little gibberish. You can repeat after me if you like, or you can do just respond if you like. I'll hear you etherically. Okay. So it's like this. Respond. Let's do call and response if you don't want to respond. See if you can do overtone singing. See how low and high you can go. Let's do a vowel sweep. We'll go U to O to A to E to E, and then backwards. Okay. Ooh, you can do it with me. Ooh, and backwards. E. Very cool. Then the next step is to really be able to express how you feel. Let me make the sound of how I feel right now. Or a little more interesting It's the sound of how you've been feeling lately. Here's how I've been feeling lately. Up and down, right? Try that one. The sound of how you've been feeling lately. Well, then you could also do the sound of your day. Here's the sound of my day today. Let me think about it a second. Okay. That's a really good one. Both of those, the sound of how you're feeling and the sound of your day, really good to teach kids, right? So they can express their feelings much easier without feeling like they have to say the right words. Also, what I always tell everybody at the Institute is we have, and here, it's true here too, we have a really strict rule around here. And that is, you can never, ever make a wrong or bad sound. It's always perfect. You can't be out of tune. You can't be off key. It's always perfect. You can tell your kids that too. Or any time you do sound, just remember that. You can't do it wrong. This is not perfect singing. It's like perfect singing has really screwed us up. I mean, it's really funny. It's like every open house, I'll ask people, okay, how many of you are afraid to sing in public? And more than half the people raise their hand every time. This is crazy. I mean, Liz Addison goes to Africa every so often. She says, you know, when you go walking into a town, everybody comes out singing. In the smaller towns, everybody's singing. There's no wrong or right. Everybody sings all the time. This is the way it should be. If someone's ever told you you don't have a good singing voice, find them and go kick them in the knee. Go kick them in both knees. It's wrong. No one should ever tell anybody that. It should be perfect, right? Because the truth is, if you didn't have to do it perfect, you would probably sing better, right? They would come out naturally. Yeah. So it's all about just freeing your voice. Now, let's do this. Let's do the sound of an ideal day. Here we go. You need this one for me. I will. That's a really fun one to play with. You can take the sound of how you've been feeling lately and compare it to the sound of ideal day. That's very cool. And then make the sound of how you want to feel. Whenever you're not feeling good, sometimes good to make the sound of how you're feeling. Right? Because sometimes we're running away from how we're feeling. I don't like this emotion. Just dive into it and play with it. Right? And then make the sound of how you would like to feel. There you have it. Transformation 101. Right? Transformation 101. And then, well, let's actually listen to a little music first. Let's listen to Enlightenment, one of my favorites you've probably heard if you've heard this, and tune in to just the sound of the monks toning. And if you like, tone along with the monks toning in this song called Enlightenment, with the energy and intention of becoming enlightened. Okay, enjoy. whenever you make a sound of a vowel, it's a consistent tone, which is quite different than the chaotic vibrations around us or inside us, like pain, thoughts, emotions. So the easiest is to just do the vowels. If you ever need to stabilize, just do a vowel. If you do it out loud, it's better because it gets it in your body. But if you do it silently, it works quite well. Try doing an ooh quite loudly in your head. I'll do it too. It's amazing how effective it is. So the next step is to do the sound of who you are. It's interesting when you think about that. It could be the emotions you go through each day. It could be kind of the ups and downs, right? Or if you go deeper, it's like your higher self, which is a more stable tone, or your soul, which is really stable. It's interesting. I was just talking to a psychic earlier today, and she said that most people only have 10 to 15% of their soul energy in them. And in later years, or coming before too long, our soul energy will be much more connected to. I always think of the soul as a very stable sound. So I'll bring in a full range of who I am. This is a really good one to play with, to really get in touch with who you really are. Okay? So here's who I am. Today, try that one. Sound of who you are. That's a really fun one. Again, you cannot do it wrong. You can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. Strict rule. Right. Then we can go to a whole nother level. Tom Kenyon, one of the most well-known sound healers and most powerful on the planet, channels different beings through his voice. He started by channeling the Hathors through his voice. The Hathors are starting to work with me now. Let me see if I can bring them through my voice. You can play with a lot of different energies. Let's try Archangel Michael. That one seems real directed. Or Archangel Gabriel. It's like the white light. Or you could do the purple flame, the purple light of Saint Germain. Like doing Kuan Yin, the essence of compassion. Earlier, when I was working with a psychic today, Toth came in. What amazing energy. Let me tune in to it. Oh, it's hard to do the sound of Toth. Let me try. I want to do like multiple sounds at once. Let me try that. Good. I mean, you can just play with, you know, I mean, animal sounds too. This is always fun. You know, I mean, we've got an owl that hangs around here, and it's like, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, maybe I've told you that when I first moved into the house here, which is out in the national park, I was upset because the movers were late. I'm like, where the hell are you? I was on my cell phone out in the yard, right? And I turn around and there's this baby deer about 10 feet from me, and it goes, ooh, ooh, kind of like an owl. Ooh, ooh. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, where the hell are you? And I'm thinking the deer will run away, right? He comes walking 5 feet to me. I'm upset on the phone. And he goes, ooh, ooh. I just lost it. I thought, I can no longer get upset now that I'm out here in the national park. So now whenever the deer come around, I'll just do that sound. And they completely don't run. I can walk right by them and they just look at me. And I've never had another one go back, talk to me like that though. I think the deer and the owl are in cahoots. And then we're right here on the ocean, so there's the whales. Or the dolphins. Or you could get a little intense. Oh, I so funny, about a year ago, I was walking, going on a little hike, and there was these ravens right above me going, "Caw, caw." So I just, of course, talked back to them, right? "Caw, caw." And they got really upset. They were kind of like going, just like hanging out. Just they followed me for about a half a mile, going right above me going, "Caw, caw." It's really funny because I talked to this intuitive afterwards. I said, "What the hell was going on?" And she said, "They didn't like your accent, Dave." It's really nice to play with the different sounds. Or do, you know, intense sound. Roar! Ah! Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. If you're ever feeling insecure about anything, it's not good for your body. You can do the whoa sound, which is really loud. Say, "Warning, warning, I'm going to get really loud." We'll see if my kitty goes flying here too, because she's right next to me. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get really loud. Whoa! Oh, my crystal bowls started ringing. That's a really good one. You can also do the no. No! Right? To set boundaries. Of course, there's chants. You can even come up with your own chants. It's really a lot of chants. Well, the Sanskrit is very cool because it's seed syllables that go in your system very deeply. But any rhythm, you could do boopa dita ba doopa dita ba oopa dita ba oopa boota da. It will entrain your brain into a brainwave state. Or just Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Really good for synchronizing and calming your system. And you get really detailed with all the chants and mantras for different issues. It's very cool. Very cool. Right? But probably the most important of all is to express love with your voice. Try this. Send love. We'll just start big here. Send love to everybody on the planet and listen for their hearts sending it back. Just come up with any sound of love, but you got to feel love first. Bring love into your heart. Now send it to everybody on the planet and listen for their hearts responding. Now, I've never done this one before. It just popped in my head. Send all the love in the universe to the whole universe and everybody on the planet, any being in the universe. Send all the love there is. Just resonate it to the whole universe. That's a hard one to make. It's hard to do something that big. But this is probably the most important of all. Send love with the sound to your own heart. You've got all the love in the world right there. You don't need anybody. It's almost as good as a hug. It's pretty good. Really good for if you got any grief, loss of anything. So hold that energy. And practice it, sending love to yourself. And try the one where you do the sound of who you are. So we got who you are and the sound of love for your own heart. Hold that and play with it, at least for the rest of the evening, the whole weekend, week ahead, months ahead. Do it for years and lifetimes. Get everybody else to do it too. Thanks for listening and take care.